Let's begin. Place both feet flat on the floor, hands placed flat in your lap. Allow your body to relax gently into the seat while still holding your spine straight. And when you are ready, you can close your eyes. Let's take three cleansing breaths. In through the nose, and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back, feeling the air as it touches your nose and fills your lungs like balloons in a three-dimensional breath. Good. Now you can return to your regular breathing, in and out through the nose. As you settle into this moment, begin to imagine the scene of the crime you were given. Picture it vividly in your mind, allowing every detail to come to life. First, think about who is involved. Visualize the characters, their appearances, their expressions. Who are the key players in the story? See them interacting within the scene, their roles and actions becoming evident. Picture their emotions, motivations, and connections to the event. Feel the complexity of their personalities and how they contribute to the unfolding story. Now, consider where this event took place. Imagine the setting in rich detail. Is it indoors or outdoors? What kind of environment surrounds the scene? Visualize the textures, colors, and sounds of the location. Is it a bustling city, a quiet village, or a secluded countryside? Let the setting become a vivid backdrop for your story, adding depth and atmosphere. Next, think about when this event happened. Picture the time of day, the season, the year. Feel the atmosphere that this specific time brings to the scene, adding another layer of depth to your story. Is it a bright, sunny morning or a dark, stormy night? Is it set in the past, present, or future? Let the time frame enhance the mood and context of the event. Now, consider what has occurred. Picture the main event, the central action of your story. Let the specifics of what took place come into focus, with all the details sharp and clear. What actions have unfolded to create this moment? What clues and evidence are left behind? See the sequence of events that led to this pivotal moment, and imagine how they are interwoven to form a coherent narrative. Finally, think about why this event might have happened. What motives might be at play? Visualize the emotions and circumstances that could drive someone to this act. See the reasons and motivations forming clear images in your mind. Consider the underlying causes and the ripple effects they have created. Feel the tension, conflict, and resolution that drive the narrative forward. Now let's take three more deep breaths. In through the nose, and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Still keeping these words in our heads, we can begin to come back to the space. Bring your awareness back to your body, feeling the seat on the chair, noticing the temperature of the air on your skin, hearing any sounds, all while keeping these visuals in your head. Both feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap. Give your toes and fingers a wiggle, feeling your mind come back fully to your body as you do. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes.